Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Sunday morning broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, if you were able to join us last week, you might remember that we asked the question, to be or to do? Now, the answer technically is both, but we need to remember to be still and listen to the voice of Jesus before we do. Now, too many times we want to jump right in to find out that we should have taken the time to worship the Father, learn about Him, learn about His will, and what He wants us to become. It's the very simple principle of being before doing. What we are becomes what we do. So if our hearts, minds, motives, and desires are right with God, the work we do will be right. But if our hearts, minds, motives, and desires are not right with God, then the work we do will be wrong. Now this week, we're going to be in James chapter 4:14, talking about how our life is but a vapor. So although we've talked about not being in such a hurry, we also need to talk about how short our lives are.
This morning, I'd like to look in the book of James, chapter number 4, and verse number 14, as we think on the subject, what is your life? The Bible says, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. The Bible says that our life is just like a vapor. It is here one minute, it is gone the next. It vanishes away. Our time is so short, we need to do it right the very first time. That's the only opportunity that we're going to have to serve God is right now. There are some things that simply cannot be done again. Think of this. Only one life. Will soon be passed. Only what's done for God will last. This is absolutely the truth. Time passes by so very quickly. Time is just a vapor, just like you see steam coming up off of a kettle on the stove. And it doesn't last very long. That's the way our life is. Think of the millions of people that have been born upon this world. The millions of people that have lived upon this world and all the things that they wanted has passed away. You know, when I was younger, I was told that things won't hurt us. But I discovered that things will hurt us, even if people telling us they won't hurt us. I remember my cousin telling me that it would be all right if I watched a horror movie. That it wouldn't hurt me at all. Well, he was wrong. Watching horror movies does hurt me. I think it hurt him too. Well, that's according to what his brother Jimmy said. Those horror movies did wake him up at night. And they woke me up at night as well. You know, 10 years seems like a long time when you have it ahead of you. But 10 years behind us is nothing at all. It just comes, and then it goes. My time goes by so very quickly. I think that we can spend our time doing all sorts of things. We can be very busy working. So busy, the family really believes work is more important than they are. I think we can spend our time playing as well. We can be busy doing things that we enjoy. Watching sports, perhaps, or playing games on the computer, whatever you're doing. But know this, that our life is just like a vapor, that it appears for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. The question is this, what are you using as a guide for your life? How do you find out what is right and wrong? Do you go to the world to discover what is right and what is wrong? Do you go to television news, perhaps? Perhaps you watch situation comedies or maybe real-life dramas on TV. Maybe that'll tell you what's right or wrong. Do you use philosophy? How about books about counseling or books about how to raise children? Do you read those books about how to control others to get what you want out of life? Do you read books about how that you can get a promotion? Do you read a bunch of books about how to get rich quick? Once I heard of a book that told about how to get rich slowly. Is that what all life is? It's just getting rich? Does it mean that we need to get rich now? Where do you get your ideas about morality? How do you know that adultery is wrong? What about fornication? Is that right or wrong? I know today that the world says, oh, that's just a way of life. We're going to be judged of God. And understand that God may not take what men say, but God says that adultery is wrong. God says that fornication is wrong. God said that divorce is wrong. God said that abortion is wrong. God said that homosexuality is wrong. God said that crime is wrong. There's a lot of things that God has said is wrong that he is going to judge his way. We're accountable unto God and to God alone. Notice in the book of Daniel 7 and verse 25, it is Satan's plan to think to change times and laws. Look what the Bible says. Daniel 7, verse number 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until the times and times and the dividing of time. You know, the devil wants to speak words against the Most High God. And the devil knows that he cannot win in any kind of battle against God. Therefore, Satan wears out the saints of the Most High. He wears us down. He makes us think like the world thinks. And that's wrong. We need to think as God would have us to think. The Bible even goes so far in the book of Daniel 7, verse 25, to say that the devil wants to change times and laws. The devil wants things his way because he knows that he does not have but just a little while. What is our life? Our life is just a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanisheth away. Satan can cause men to believe that they have it all right now, but they're going to leave it to somebody. That's just the way it is. Because even the devil himself does not live eternally. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew 24 and verse 14. The Bible says here that we need to be careful because our love for God is likely to wane away when we see others living wicked lives. The Bible says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Think of this. Matthew 24 and verse number 12. The Bible says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Thing about it is that when we see others having seemingly success, it causes us to doubt the things of God. But the things of God are absolutely the truth. Notice, in the book of 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 3 and verse number 4, God made man, and God knows exactly what we need in order to be fully satisfied as we live. 2 Peter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. The Bible states here, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Notice in this place that the Bible tells us that we can either succumb to the things of this world or we can escape those things. What are we going to do? God has given to us his own precious word that we might know how to live. The Bible, God's word, is the instruction manual for life. And Satan today has caused much confusion about which Bible is the right Bible. Satan is the prince and the power of the air, and he's causing much confusion in the religious world, and he's causing much confusion in the secular world as well. Satan doesn't care as long as his way is being done. Satan is very pleased to destroy this world. Satan doesn't care about the creation of God. He doesn't care about us. Satan cares only about himself and what he wants to do. The thing that we ought to do is to always put God's word first and foremost in our lives. God will always bless if we just do what he wants us to do. We need to find out in the Bible how we need to be saved. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter number 3 and verse number 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This Bible will tell you that you can know of a certainty that you have everlasting life, that you don't have temporary life. Read the book of 1 John, and that'll tell us whether we're really saved or not. What do you do about sin when it comes into us? The Bible tells us we need to confess that sin before the Lord. The book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 8, 9, and verse 10 makes it very clear. The Bible tells us that we ought to seek his kingdom first, because his kingdom will last. Nothing upon this world will ever last, but the kingdom of God will last eternally. The Bible said in Matthew 6 and verse number 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Satan wants people to busy their lives, to fill their lives up with just seeking after the temporary things of this world. But all of these things are going to be burned up. All these things are going to be destroyed by fire one of these days. The only thing that's left are those things that we have done for God. That's why Matthew 6, verse 33 states, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." But you're not the first person to ever be concerned about whether you ought to live your life God's way or live your life the way of the world. Notice, the book of Mark 10, verse 28 through verse 31, Peter began to say unto him, "Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold more in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children of land, with persecutions, and the world to come, everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." The thing about it is that God has provided everything for us. If we'll just serve him and love him and do what he has commanded us to do, God will always provide everything for us. That's a promise that God has given to us in his word. The book of Proverbs is given for life. They are excellent in teaching us how to live in this present world. The Bible also gives us the book of Ecclesiastes, which teaches unto us the way of the flesh. What is your life? It is even a vapor. Don't bank too much on this life. Instead, bank on Jesus Christ, for he is the marvelous God that can take care of everything.
Well, now, just as life is but a vapor, our time this morning has come and gone very quickly. But before it's completely gone, we do want to thank you again for listening this morning and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.